We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 7,
Text
8, the sacrifice performed by Daksha. Vidhaya Krishnena Chatat.
Vidhaya Krishnena Chatat.
Vidhaya Krishnena Chatat. Vidhaya Vidaya, executing, Kashnena, all in all, Cha, also, Tat, that, Yat, which, Aha, was said, Bhagavan, the Lord, Bhava, Shiva, Sandhu, executed, Kashya, of the living Daksha, Kayena, with the body, Savaniya, meant for sacrifice, Pasuho, of the animal, Siraha, head. Translation. After everything was executed exactly as directed by Lord Shiva, Daksha's body was joined to the head of the animal meant to be killed in the sacrifice. Please repeat. After everything was executed, exactly as directed by Lord Shiva, Daksha's body was joined to the head of the animal meant to be killed in the sacrifice. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. This time all the demigods and great sages were very careful not to irritate Lord Shiva. Therefore, whatever he asked was done. It is specifically said here that Daksha's body was joined to the head of an animal, a goat. Om Agnanatimirandashya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tashmaya Shri Guruve Namo Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sahagajatam Sagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lilita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashita Deshitarine Vanchakalpataro Vyasha Kripasindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Repeating the translation. After everything was executed exactly as directed by Lord Shiva, Daksha's body was joined to the head of the animal meant to be killed in the sacrifice. And the animal was a goat. So it's interesting pastime that we are hearing here from last 2-3 months. It has got different aspects to it. One of the most interesting thing here is this is like just Bhagavatam is beginning, and one of the in this whole pastime we saw one personality was glorified in each and every chapter, right from chapters 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and now we are in 7th. So all these 5 chapters, one personality is glorified, and he is Lord Shiva. Even though there was lot of, it's interesting, why a goat body? Why the head of the goat? Sorry. Any of the kids know? Why only head of the goat, not of any other animal like donkey or dog or...
I think the mentality. The mentality of the child.
But it could have been donkey as well. Why only goat?
Goat was to be sacrificed.
Goat was to be sacrificed? Yeah, that was meant to be killed in the sacrifice. And also, the other point is, like, we'll go back, what has been happening in this sequence of pastime, like, right from... So in the chapter, in Canto 3, this conversation is going on between, anyone knows? This conversation is going on between Vidura and Maitreya. So in Canto 3, Vidura inquired from Maitreya Muni, tell me about the dynasty of Swayambhu Manu. So in Canto 3, so Swayambhu Manu has got three daughters, Akuti, Devuti and Prasuti, and two sons, Uttanapad and Priyavrata. So in Canto 3, Maitreya Muni begin describing the dynasty of Devuti, the second daughter. And at the end of Canto 3, like Devuti's marriage with Kardama Muni and their son Kapila Muni is explained, and then in fourth canto, in the first chapter, the Akuti and Prasuti are explained. So, and the daughters of Devuti, nine daughters of Devuti are also explained in first chapter. So at the end of first chapter, Maitreya Muni just explains like how 16th daughter, so the daughter of Prasuti and Daksha, the 16th daughter was Sati. She gave up her life because of the conflict between Daksha and Lord Shiva. So Maitreya Muni just explained that, and it aroused an inquisitive inquiry from Vidura, like, how come Sati? Because we have to understand this pastime is going on in Satyuga. In Satyuga, to commit suicide is a very big thing. These days it's very common, right? But in Satyuga it wasn't so common, like a person committing suicide. Something very big must have happened. Massive thing must have taken place that Sati gave up her life. So Vidura inquired from Maitreya Muni, what was... Because Maitreya Muni explained, like, it was because of the conflict of Lord Shiva and Daksha, and both of these personalities are great personalities. How come these personalities instigated Sati to commit suicide? Because, and in this, in her, in this chapter, it is mentioned, second chapter it is mentioned, like, Prajapati Daksha as Dutir Vatsalya. Dutir Vatsalya means affectionate father, who is... And usually, like, the youngest daughter in the family is very affectionate to the father. And Sati was the 16th daughter, youngest of all the daughters. So she was very affectionate. Daksha loved her very much. So what happened that she had to commit suicide? So this was an inquiry from Vidura. And also he mentions glories of Lord Shiva. And he says, Shilvatam Shrestha, best of all the gentle personalities. Vidura is explained, Lord Shiva is best of all the gentle personalities, Chachara Guru, spiritual master of the whole world, Nirvaira. Nirvaira means he has no enemy, non-envious, he is non-envious. Santa Vigraha, always peaceful.
And Vaishnava.
And Vaishnava. Atmarama, self-satisfied. And Jagato Daivatam Mahat, greatest of all the demigods. So he explains, Vidura explains, like, these are the qualities of a personality. And such a personality cannot have any enemies. Because we know from Mahabharata, Maharaj Yudhishthir had no enemy because of all these qualities. So person who is non-envious, who is friendly to everyone, who is gentle, who is always self-satisfied, such a person cannot have enemies. So what happened? That because of these two great personalities, Sati had to commit suicide. So this was an inquiry put up by Vidura to Maitreya Muni. And then in the fourth canto, second chapter onwards, Maitreya Muni begins to narrate the pastime of Daksha, how he was envious. And because of his enviousness nature, he even criticized not only Lord Shiva but his own father Lord Brahma as well. It is mentioned at one point he referred to Lord Brahma as Parmeshti, who is a supreme teacher of the universe. So you cannot refer your father as anything else but a father, right? So, but here Daksha is referring him as the teacher of the universe, because it was Lord Brahma who put up this proposal of marrying Sati to Lord Shiva. So now he is saying, like, because of you I have married these two personalities, gave my daughter to Lord Shiva, but you did not know what you were talking about. So he is even criticizing his own father Lord Brahma. So here we see there are different criticisms then given, that Daksha criticizes Lord Shiva, but all of those criticisms turn out to be like glorifications of Lord Shiva. So this is the nature of great personalities. Even if somebody criticizes them, it always becomes glorification. So also we see the same thing in the pastime of Narad Muni. When Daksha criticized Narad Muni, it was actually glorification. He took it as a glorification in the next lifetime when Daksha criticizes Narad Muni. So the curses and counter curses take place, we know the pastime in detail, and then what happens? Daksha leaves the arena, and then there is Nandishwara. Who is Nandishwara? Lord Shiva's bull, right? So usually bulls don't have very much intelligence, but because this bull was completely surrendered to a pure devotee, Lord Shiva, his words had a power. And this is what he curses to the people who were there. He says, let Daksha, who has forgotten Vishnu Gati, the path of spiritual life, and is engaged in sex life, very shortly have a head of a goat. So this was in the second chapter, that Nandishwara had cursed Daksha to have a head of a goat. And this is the power of pure devotee, or a person who is serving a pure devotee. And in the next verse he says, may Daksha's followers continue in samsara, repeated birth and death, and always remain attached to fruitive activities. So he was cursing all the brahmanas. So we see today all the smartha brahmanas are continuously just there engaged in fruitive activities. And the third curse he gives, let these brahmanas take to education, austerity and vows only for the purpose of maintaining the body. They shall be devoid of discrimination in eating. Let them become beggars simply for the satisfaction of the body. So acharyas point out, like in Kali Yuga we see this curse have taken place. It was because of the curse of Nandishwara that today brahmanas are just engaged in, one of the reasons that the brahmanas are engaged in just fruitive mentality, just for satisfying their belly. So this is the words of the pure devotee, or the person who is serving the pure devotee. There is a nice pastime that His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj mentions in this regards, like the power of holy name or the power of a devotee. Like once when he was a new devotee, he was working in a restaurant. And Jayapataka Maharaj mentions, like when he was working in that restaurant, he had just begun chanting and performing devotional practices, bhakti yoga. And then one of the cooks there, he just fainted. And everyone was running here and there, like what would happen. And Jayapataka Maharaj went to that cook and chanted Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in his ears. And as soon as he heard the Maha Mantra, he just woke up. And he woke up and then he just told, what is that mantra that you chanted in my ears? Because I had already left my body. This was in Montreal. And he said, I had gone to Belgium from here. And when I heard this mantra, it seemed like something is calling me. And then I came back into this body. So he woke up actually. And so this is the power of the holy name or a pure devotee. Like it can bring back even the person who has left the body. So we know from here, like we have been given 16 rounds, but Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had given 64 rounds. So sometimes devotees ask, why 16 rounds? So it is because of the power of Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada said, actually it is mentioned in the Shastras, like a person who has accepted to this process should chant 1 lakh names of Lord Hari every day, which comes to 64 rounds. But because Srila Prabhupada saw that people will not be able to, his followers and other devotees will, along with preaching and everything, will not be able to keep up with that. So he said, okay, you just chant 16 rounds and that is enough. So this is the power of a pure devotee. When a pure devotee says something, it has effect. So even if we chant our 16, and this is minimum 16 rounds. So one has to chant at least 16 rounds. If one has time, one can chant more. But at least 16 rounds one must chant. So this is the power of the pure devotee, where he just speaks something and Lord accepts. There is one another pastime where this power of a pure devotee comes, is displayed. We all know there was a conflict happening at Jew temple in Bombay. And at that time, there was this personality, Mr. Nair, who was trying to cheat the devotees and take away the land back. He had signed a contract, but then he was cheating, and by cheating he was going to take away the land. And at that time, they only had weekend. The person who was in between, he told, like, he has already put up the case, and the Monday when the court opens, if the temple is not built by then we will have to lose the land. So they had a weekend to build the temple. So they started building the temple, and when Mr. Nair came to know, he sent few gundas or the rauds to stop the building of temple. And at that time there was one personality called Mr. Shetty. And Mr. Shetty was standing there, and this, when gundas came and they told to stop or demolish the temple that was going on, Mr. Shetty called his son, his name was Brijmohan. He said, Brijmohan, bring my shotgun. And he stood there and he said, you come, if you are going to come, come at whatever time, I'll be standing here whole weekend. And if you have got, like, if you have got a power, try to demolish this temple. I'll be here. And this gundas told, like, at night we'll come with 50 more people. Let's see how you are going to stop. But Mr. Shetty with his son put up a chair there at the entrance of the temple and sat there whole weekend without moving or eating or drinking anything. Like, they were sitting there. So this, they had so much of faith in Srila Prabhupada. And the temple was built, eventually the temple was built by weekend. And then on Monday, the court saw that the temple is already there, they cannot demolish the temple. So the land was awarded to ISKCON. So we see, because of this pious activity, Mr. Shetty was, by the way, not chanting or performing sadhana bhakti like us, or he did not know Bhagavatam verses or anything. But he had just surrendered to Srila Prabhupada. And because of this, what happened later? Once he got paralyzed, his whole body got paralyzed, and doctors told him he will have to go for the spinal operation, spinal surgery. At that time, Srila Prabhupada told him, no, don't worry about going for spinal surgery, because the chances of survival are very less. So don't go for that. It will be okay. And Mr. Shetty said, okay, if Srila Prabhupada is saying this, it will be okay. So he did not go for the spinal surgery. And then Srila Prabhupada, devotees who were there, Giriraj Maharaj and other devotees who were there, they narrate this pastime. They said, Srila Prabhupada prayed to Krishna that I have already given my word to this person and he has helped me build this temple. So please cure his disease. And actually after a few days, Mr. Shetty was okay. He was recovered from his paralysis. So this is the power of prayers of pure devotee, or the words of the pure devotee. And again, this does not end here. The second time, this time Prabhupada has had already left the planet. Mr. Shetty again had a paralysis attack. So this time Prabhupada wasn't there to pray for Mr. Shetty personally. But then they brought Mr. Shetty in front of, in the Jew temple in front of Gaur Nithai. And as soon as he saw Gaur Nithai, this time he was unconscious. So as soon as he was brought in front of Gaur Nithai, he became conscious. And then he was taken in front of Radha Ras Bihari, deities of Radha Ras Bihari. And at that time, Mr. Shetty was able to move his hand and fold his hands. And then he was taken in front of Lord Ram, Lakshman and Sita, which are the deities in Jew temple. And at that time he recovered his whole body, and this is also mentioned by devotees, like he got cured from that disease. So this is the power of just, like Mr. Shetty was not a full-time devotee, but still just because of the faith and surrender he had for Srila Prabhupada, he was able to recover from that disease. And in these final days, it is mentioned when Mr. Shetty was lying on his bed, he was about to leave. At that time, he was unconscious, and suddenly he woke up and told his wife, "Bring a chair, bring a chair." And his wife said, "Chair for what?" Because he was not allowed to get up. And so his wife thought he might want to sit. But then Mr. Shetty said, "No, Srila Prabhupada is here. I want to offer him a chair." So this was in his final days. He explains, his wife and other family members explain this pastime. So we see when a person is surrendered to his spiritual master or to the process of Krishna consciousness, automatically it has got a power. So we see Nandishwar here had a power. Whatever he spoke came true. Just because he was surrendered to Lord Shiva. So at this point, the cursing and counter-cursing happens. Lord Shiva has also left, Daksha has also left, and then Sati gives her, mentions that one who hears an irresponsible person blaspheme the master or a controller of legion, one should block his ears, or if not able to kill, one should cut out the blasphemer's tongue and kill the offender. If one is able to kill, then one should cut the blasphemer's tongue and kill the offender, and after that one should give up his own life for hearing the criticism. So in that, acharyas mentioned, like, if one is a kshatriya, one should kill the person. If one is a vaishya or a sudra, he is not allowed to kill. But then he can commit suicide. But brahmanas are not allowed to kill their own self. So what they should do is just walk away from there. So this is what is mentioned, like Sati, what did she do? Because she was, Daksha was her father, she was not able to kill him. So she committed suicide, she killed herself. So we see in this pastime, this point has been brought out, like Sati had committed. So this was the answer, basically, to Vidura's inquiry, why Sati gave up her life. And in this verse we see, like, why the head of the goat was given to, because it was Nandishwara's curse that came into play. Also this pastime is very nice, where we saw Prana Prabhu gave a class in the beginning of this week. He mentioned how a person has to be punished. Like, there are different sama, dama, danda, veda. There are different types of punishment. And the punishment should be given to rectify the person. It is not just to punish the person, but to rectify the behavior, consciousness of the person. One has to be punished. And also Janita Prabhu gave a class, a beautiful class, where he said there are scars. Like, when we are young, we do some mischief and we get hurt, we get some scars which remain for life. And when we look at those scars, we remember, oh, I did that mischief, and that is why I've got the scar. So we don't do that. So that is why the goat's head was given. Lord Shiva could have easily given him back his own head. There was no necessary for giving him the goat's head. But just so that he remembers, like, not to do such a thing again, he was given a goat's head so that Daksha does not commit the same offense again. So, there are three kinds of people explained in this, like in this context. It is mentioned like there are three kinds of blindness. One is Janma Andha. The first one, the first category of blindness is Janma Andha, where the person is blind from birth. Then second level of blindness is Kama Andha. Kama Andha is person is blind by his material desires. And the third kind of blindness is Madananda. Madananda is person is blind by his pride. So the first level of blindness is Janma Andha, which is dangerous situation. When one is blind from his birth, it is dangerous. And actually on one level we all have got this. We all are in this position. Not we all, but most of the people in this world are on this platform. Janma Andha. They are blind by birth. And Guru, Sadhu and Shastra gives us the Chakshu, that we can see the world in reality. So most of the people born are blind by birth, Janma Andha. And then as one grows, one becomes Kama Andha. Kama Andha means they have got desires which they try to fulfill. And which leads, if they are able to fulfill, it leads to Madananda, which is they become proud. And this was the position of Daksha, that he was Madananda. He was blinded by pride, and this is Madananda is the most dangerous situation, because when a person is blind by pride, he he loses his power to discriminate. He criticizes everything. He thinks he is superior to everyone, and at that point he criticizes, he even offends devotees. So one has to be very careful of this anartha of pride. So further it is explained, like we all have positives and negatives. We all have got some good qualities and we all have got some bad qualities. So when we come to Krishna consciousness, or when we rise from Janma Andha, so when we read sastras, we try to, when we first come to temple, it is obvious, we see like this person has got good qualities and bad qualities. But when one advances in spiritual life, when one practices sadhana bhakti, he tries to identify these bad qualities himself. And what does he do? He knows what to show and what not to show. So he only showcases his positive. And he knows that these negatives are not to be brought out in front of devotees. So he tries to hide those negatives. So he is able to separate those positives and negatives. But it is explained, one has to give up these negatives eventually. One cannot just keep on suppressing this negativity or bad qualities. If one does not work towards getting rid of these bad qualities, then eventually Krishna will do it. It's interesting, one devotee asked Niranjan Maharaj, he asked, I've got all these anarthas, wouldn't Krishna help me get rid of these anarthas? And Niranjan Maharaj said, yes, of course, because you are chanting, because you are following the process, Krishna will help you eventually to get rid of the anarthas. But it's better you give it up yourself, because you may not like the way Krishna will get rid of it. So it's better you give it up, you try and give it up yourself. So it's a very interesting point to understand. If we don't give it up, all the anarthas ourselves, and in this regard there is a pastime of Maharaj Chitraketu given. Maharaj Chitraketu, after his life on material world, he was moving around in a celestial plane and with with the wives, and he was singing the glories of the Lord. At that time, Krishna wanted to bring him back, because there was still little bit of, Acharya has mentioned, there was still little bit of sense enjoyment propensity left. So Krishna wanted to bring him back home, back to Godhead quickly. So the whole pastime of Lord Shiva and Parvati cursing Chitraketu happened. Where? Then Chitraketu had to go into the body of an asura, Vitrasura, and had to go through the process of becoming a demon. So after that, he went back home, back to Godhead. We know the pastime. But this is the point we should understand. One has to endeavor and give up all the negative or bad qualities that we have got, anathas we have got, ourselves. Otherwise, Krishna will eventually help us give it up. But it might not be so pleasant. Or it can be pleasant. Krishna can deal with each individual differently. But this is the point. Okay, I'll stop here if there is any questions or comments.
I remember one story, Tulsi, that who is the author of Ramayana?
Tulsidas. Tulsidas.
Tulsidas gave one benediction to a lady that your wife had already lost her husband, so by the power of Tulsidas, she got the husband there.
Yeah.
You know this place?
Yeah, and before you speak about the curse from the Nishvara, and it's a very heavy curse, and all this curse in the Brahmanas, and like usually, like for some another Muni curses people, they always get some benefit also.
Right.
So how is it that, you know, like the pure devotees or servants of the pure devotees, but they curse people so heavily?
Yeah, how is it that the pure devotee or the servant of pure devotee, Nandishvara, cursed Daksha, who was a Prajapati, actually. He was on a very senior position.
Yeah.
He cursed him.
Also all the Brahmanas, not only
all that's the right. Brahmanas. Also all the Brahmanas who were so pious at that time, he cursed. One of the, as it is mentioned here by Sati, he says, like, if one hears an irresponsible person blaspheme the master and controller of religion, one should block his ear and go away if unable to punish him. But if one is able to kill him, one should force cut the blasphemer's tongue and kill the offender. And after that, one should give up his own life and atone for it. So, according to that point, he just cursed, he did not kill. Because Nandishwara was such a great devotee of Lord Shiva, that he couldn't tolerate someone blaspheming his own master. So that is why he cursed all these people. And all these people, and it is mentioned at the end, everyone was satisfied. In the next couple of verses we will see Lord Brahma comes and pacifies Lord Shiva, and then Lord Shiva gives the head of goat and gives different benedictions. In last couple of verses we saw he gives different personalities can have different things, and then everyone was satisfied and the yagna went on. So on that platform it was justified, like Nandishwara cursing, because they had offended, they had committed a big offense. And it is mentioned, if one does not it is mentioned in So if a person is not punished, then he will have to suffer for its reaction in hell for millions of lifetimes. So actually, Nandishwara was doing him a favor, like just in this lifetime, he finished off his sins. So that was one of the reasons how these pastimes happen. Because again, all these pastimes are not just happening, because these are all responsible. Even Nandishwara, even though he is in the body of a bull, but he is very intelligent, because otherwise how can he be the servant of Lord Shiva? And so these all things happen. On one level they happen, it seems like they are happening kind of everyone is reactive, but on the other level it does not happen like that. It is ordained by the will of the Lord. Because all these personalities are not common personalities like me, at least. So, if there is any addition to that, yes, Prabhu.
Yesterday, Prabhu, you mentioned that on this point, that this cursing and counter-cursing and the killing of the demons and things happens in a different yuga and much different level of living entities. And we take the points from the pastime of punishment or forgiveness or tolerance, etc. But the cursing and counter-cursing, it says in Kali Yuga, we kill the demoniac mentality of the people. We don't walk around killing the people because they're not part of the principles. We kill their demoniac mentality. It's quite prominent in Chaitanya Lila.
Yes.
Where Chaitanya is killing the demoniac mentality of the Changas. In Krishna Lila, he kills Kamsa, but in Chaitanya Lila, he destroys his demoniac mentality and transforms him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the transformation by the association with the instruction.
Yeah. It's a very nice point, actually. Because also, yesterday Prabhupada mentioned it's a change of consciousness which is necessary, not the change of body itself. So even though, and this personality's head got a power to, we shouldn't go and chop off heads because we don't have a power to give any head to anyone anyways. But these personalities were so powerful, they can revive a dead person by giving them a different head or even with the same head. And so, yeah, this is different, as Prabhu mentioned. It's a different yuga. And the main point is, as Prabhu was mentioning yesterday, it is a change of consciousness which is required. It's not the change of body which is so important, because the body keeps on changing all the time. Thank you, Prabhu. Any comments?
Why
the head of a goat? Yes, because it was the multiple reasons. One of the reasons was Nandishwara cursed Daksha to have the head of the goat. And
why a goat?
Why a goat?
Yeah.
You can answer this question.
Is the verse 23
chapter? Four two twenty-three. So Daksha has accepted the body as all in all. Therefore, since he has forgotten the Vishnupad or the Vishnugati and is attached to sex life, within a short time he will have the face of a goat. I think that was because the goat was present there. Nandishwara just was him to have the head of the goat. But there has to be some other reason why only we sacrifice certain animals and not all the animals in the sacrifice. Because certain animals like goat, horse, certain animals are permitted, not in this yuga but in previous yuga. They never sacrificed a donkey in a sacrifice. So there has to be some reason, some Vedic reason why goat. Because it was his.
He's got the subtle body of the goat, so he gets the gross body of the goat. The changing body sits in the.
Yeah. Any other comments?
It's a bit of a joke.
Yeah. Because again, yeah, it was a seva as well, but yes, he had that mentality. So. at least he had an offensive mentality.
I'll tell you a story. I appreciate this because I used to work at the Adelaide Zoo. There was a goat, old male goat, and they used to keep him right out the back, tied up, because they had a children's zoo, and so they had farm animals in the children's zoo, but the old male goat, they would keep right out the back, away from everybody, because he stank like anything, and he was always passing semen on himself. It's horrible. So he's a good example of a goat.
Yeah, probably that would be the reason for Daksha having a goat.
Yeah, that's where he got the head of the goat. It's disgusting, actually. Fitting punishment.
Okay, we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.